Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a deep plunge into a really fascinating corner of the business world, company brand stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those online spots for a company's branded merchandise, our sources call them corp brand stores, which is pretty concise.
Right.
And our mission today is basically to unpack what we found, showing how these are more than just simple websites. They're becoming powerful tools for brand engagement.
Exactly.
Get ready for some aha moments, I think, because it seems simple on the surface, but it really digs deep into how businesses connect with everyone, really, employees, customers, partners. Okay, let's unpack this.
And that's really the goal here, isn't it? To give you a shortcut to understanding not just what they are, but the mechanics and the surprising strategic upsides.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how quickly they're becoming, essential parts of a brand strategy. Want to pull out the key insights, show you why it's more than just buying a logo t-shirt. It's about identity connection.
So, okay, the basic idea. Setting up a custom brand store. The sources make it sound, remarkably easy to start. Like, all you really need is your logo.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the starting point.
And then you browse tons of products,
yes,
apparently, to build a store your team will love.
Yeah.
It sounds easy, but what really sets these apart? What's the big difference maker compared to just a standard online shop?
That's a really good question. And the sources, they really drill down on this model they call the corporate locker difference. It highlights some key things that are honestly quite disruptive.
Okay.
First one, and maybe the biggest impact, is no minimums.
Ah.
This isn't just convenience. It kind of democratizes the whole merch thing. It means you can order literally any quantity of merch from one special item to hundreds.
Just one.
Just one or hundreds. So it covers all sorts of needs, right? Mm-hmm. A single welcome kit or a massive batch for a trade show. And you don't have those prohibitive costs or the waste you get with traditional bulk buys.
That flexibility does sound like a game changer. Especially, yeah, for smaller teams or just like a one-off thank you gift.
Exactly.
And that connects to the next point, right? No inventory headaches. If a company's used to managing its own merch, what's the biggest shift needed to really use that on-demand branding? Skipping the middleman, managing no stock.
Yeah.
That must be a huge relief.
Oh, absolutely. No more dusty boxes of XL shirts nobody wants.
Right.
And anyone who's dealt with that merch purgatory in the back room knows what a relief that is. Space. Sanity.
Definitely.
And this ties right into the on-demand piece. You get fast, reliable shipping. Most things apparently ship in 2 or 5 business days.
That's quick.
It is. It totally streamlines things, especially for, timely stuff. Those new hire kits, last minute event gear.
Right.
It's about getting what you need when you need it without the old logistical nightmares, the warehousing, picking, packing. It's a whole different way of thinking about the supply chain for this stuff.
So pulling back, that whole corporate locker difference boils down to being super flexible, really efficient, and truly on demand. Sounds like a breath of fresh air, honestly.
It really does.
But okay, with all this ease and flexibility,
mm-hmm,
how does the tech actually make it work? What's under the hood?
Well, the sources are clear. Cutting-edge technology powers our company stores. They're built specifically to create engaging experiences.
Cutting-edge how, though?
So think sophisticated back-end stuff. Seamless connections, APIs with lots of suppliers and fulfillment centers. That's how you get that real-time inventory tracking we talked about.
Oh, okay. So no selling stuff you don't actually have.
Exactly. Prevents overselling, helps optimize reordering. And they use scalable cloud platforms so they can handle traffic whether you're tiny or massive. It's not just some basic e-commerce template. It's a system tuned for efficiency and customization.
That makes a lot of sense. And the sources also kept mentioning how easy to use these stores are and scalable. Small startup, large enterprise, it adapts. Does that tech also drive the front-end experience for the user?
Oh, absolutely. The store designer tool is a key part of that. It lets you customize your storefront. Banners, sliders, featured products, promos, custom messages.
So it doesn't look generic.
Right. You're crafting a unique branded homepage that reflects your company, your current campaigns. And that personalized front end, that's designed to really connect with employees, customers, and partners. The goal is to boost morale, reward loyalty, and generate excitement. It's relationship building, not just selling.
And what about managing it all? The admin side?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like there are tools for that too.
Yes, definitely. The sources mention a comprehensive reporting tool suite, covers sales, royalty income if that's relevant, plus administrative tools for managing user access, incentive programs, updating merchandise.
The works. So it's not just a shopfront. It's a whole management system behind it. Pretty intelligent.
It really seems to be. Which, you know, raises that important question. Okay, beyond selling a mug or a t-shirt, what are the strategic ways you can actually use these things? The sources boldly claim everyone needs a store. What does that look like in practice?
Yeah, that's a great point. It definitely suggests these platforms are way more versatile than just a simple shop. For instance, employee stores. The research details how they're used to boost pride in community.
Internally focused, then.
Exactly. A centralized online platform where employees can get high-quality items showing company spirit. The idea is it directly helps with enhancing morale and loyalty, a tangible way for people to feel connected, represent the brand.
That makes sense. And it's not just internal, right? The analysis also covered retail stores.
It did, letting brands promote your brand to the public, maybe even generate income through store proceeds, creating shopping experiences, opening up new revenue streams.
So like a direct-to-consumer play, but lower overhead than physical stores.
Pretty much. Leveraging brand visibility without needing brick-and-mortar investment.
And it sounds like these stores are also built for incentive programs. How does that work?
Yeah, that was interesting. They talked about uniform programs, but framed it more broadly to incentivize employees using a reward system.
Points for swag.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Earn points for contributions, engagement, whatever the company wants to reward, then redeem them for company gear. It's not just about gifts. It's designed to motivate performance, build team spirit, loyalty, contribute to a positive culture, people literally wearing their achievements or their connection.
That's actually quite smart, weaving rewards into everyday engagement.
So yeah, the overall impact seems pretty significant. Streamlined ordering, fast shipping, yes, but fundamentally about engaging different audiences with thoughtfully curated merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of lives up to that line we found. We make an impression on everyone.
Powerful stuff.
Now, it's one thing for us to talk about features, but what about real users? The sources had some testimonials.
Yeah.
Barbem gave some great feedback, outstanding quality, unparalleled customization. And she also specifically mentioned attention to detail and exceptional customer service. Said that's why she keeps coming back. That says a lot about the execution.
It really does. Quality and service matter.
And then there was Jason T. He liked the unique design. Said it adds a touch of individuality.
Yeah.
It gets back to that personal connection, right?
Yeah.
Even with a simple t-shirt. It's not just selling products, it's letting people express their affiliation.
Yeah, enabling that brand connection.
So what a deep dive. We've really unpacked a lot here.
Yeah.
From the effortless setup and that game-changing, no minimum, no inventory model, right through to the tech, the engagement tools, and all those diverse ways these stores can be used. It's pretty comprehensive.
It really is. And this brings us to a final thought, maybe something for you, the listener, to chew on. How might embracing this on-demand, no-inventory approach we've discussed, how might that fundamentally change how you think about building community, fostering loyalty, not just with customers, but maybe even more importantly, within your own team? Consider how a brand store like this might go beyond just commerce, how it could become, you know, a dynamic hub for identity, for connection, a living part of your brand's culture, really.